Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
I'm JP, that's Tim. This is The Positive Truth to remind you there's a lot of great going on in the world, including voter turnout since it is the Wednesday after Super Tuesday. Did you know, Tim, that advanced polling basically showed voter turnout in record numbers? That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, man, it's amazing.
Did you go vote?
Absolutely. Did you get on Facebook today?
No. Why?
So let's start this off with a little bit of positivity. So, man, I get on Facebook and I see everybody open up, like, uploading pictures of them with their, you know, I vote sticker or I voted. And, man, it motivated me, man. I was like, yo, it would be so funny if I wore my Flash costume to go vote just to make people upset, you know? And I put it on Facebook. A voice in my head is telling me to put on this Flash costume and go vote. And of course, social media being social media, everybody on my friends list says, do it, record it, take a picture, etc. So I did it, man. I put my Flash costume on. I went to go vote and I had Edna take a picture of me with my sticker on. And it was hilarious, but it was actually pretty cool too at the same time, man. I uploaded it to Facebook. I thought you would have saw it, but...
You know, I don't do Facebook.
Exactly.
Why would people get mad at that?
No, nobody got mad. I just wanted to make people feel uncomfortable, and I wanted to feel like a hero. Well, oh, that's what I was going to say. One of the people, somebody commented on it, a friend of mine from, like, high school said, you should do it. And what did she say?
You could just pull it up.
Man, that's exactly what I'm going to do right now, just because, like, my memory is... boo-boo.
While we're talking about Facebook, make sure to like the Positive Truth podcast on Facebook, where we post positive news stories and our videos Monday through Saturday. We also have a Twitter, an Instagram, and a YouTube, where you can see Tim in his Flash costume. Well, not really, but you can see all our stuff and all our positive news.
I mean, I'll definitely share it to the page if we want to.
You should share that. Yeah, send me that. We'll post it on the Instagram.
Done deal.
I like that, Tim.
She said, do it for the people that can't vote. That way they know they have a superhero to count on. And that's exactly what I said whenever I posted it to my Facebook page, because I told her I would steal it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like that, Tim.
Yeah, man, I'm a nerd, but it was awesome. It was definitely a memorable day for myself, voting for the first time, having a child, because, you know, obviously my vote is for her. It's to benefit her and her future. So, yeah, man, I was happy to exercise my right.
Absolutely. I like that, Tim. You want to just go ahead and your first positive news story while we're flowing?
Man, I'm absolutely with it. So check this out. A father in Houston, I know a lot of people have seen this video because they've talked to me about it in person, to talk about it here on The Positive Truth. So if you sent this video in or if you told me in person, here it is. It's about that father in Houston who found out his son was being bullied at school. And he basically did something that most fathers that I know of wouldn't have done. And he basically befriended his son's bully. So whenever he found out his son was being bullied, he went to the school and talked to the principals, and, you know, nothing was happening. His son kept getting bullied and he didn't know what he needed to do. So it got to the point where his son got his phone stolen by this kid, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, you know what? Enough is enough. I'm going to the principal's office. I'm going to talk to a police officer. And after talking to the principal and the police officer, he kind of, you know, it wasn't directly told to him, but he just felt like this kid needed help. He was struggling more than anything. So what he decided to do was he met his son's bully, found out he was struggling financially at home. He was dealing with homelessness. He also was getting bullied by other kids at school for not having clean shoes or clean clothes. So what he decided to do was, man, he decided to take his son's bully out shopping. And he took him out shopping, bought him new clothes, new shoes, sat his son down. And this young man down, they became friends. They shook on it and said, you know, the past is the past. And now every day they play video games together and they hang out and they're like brothers. They protect each other. I thought this was amazing. I have a really cool video I'll share to the Facebook page right now. I believe it's actually already on there. I may not need to share it. But if you haven't seen this video, absolutely. I'll definitely share this article so you guys can check out this video. It's awesome, man. The man even started a GoFundMe page, which the goal was $7,000 for this kid and his family, and ended up raising more than $32,000.
Dude, that's one of the best positive news stories ever. Just shows you what a little bit of understanding instead of rage can do. Because, to be honest, if I was in that situation, I wouldn't have done that. But now I'm going to learn from this. And if I ever do have kids, hopefully I can do the same thing.
Man, you said the key word, learned. I definitely have learned from this. And I know my reaction won't be like, snap anybody's neck who messes with my daughter. It's going to be more like, listen, understand, and try to help out the situation, for sure. Shout out to Aubrey Fontenot. Fontenot, or I can't. Shout out to Aubrey. That's the dad who did all this positive
Absolutely. Things. While you're talking about bullying, my first positive news story is kind of about bullying, too. There's a football team named the Chicago Bears and a football team named the Buffalo Bills. I don't really watch football. And apparently the Buffalo Bills are very bad at football.
And yeah, this year they're pretty bad.
The NBC Sports Chicago posted a video. Apparently Buffalo has a called a Bills Mafia, a collection of passionate Buffalo Bills fans is the laughing stock of the NFL. So you know what the Bills Mafia did to just counter this? They didn't.
What's that?
They were like, all right, let's just donate money to a Chicago foundation. And so the Bills Mafia, they all chipped in, donated $25 to $400 each, and raised money for a Chicago nonprofit called Bears Necessities, which is a pediatric cancer foundation in Chicago. I think that's absolutely awesome. They raised over $400,000. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Some positivity from the NFL.
Some very positivity. On top of that, like, teams with that are bad still have passionate fans, and making fun of them is just weird. And to see the passionate fans do something positive that's going to help out so many people in return is just awesome. So shout out to the Bills Mafia.
Shout out to the Bills Mafia.
What you got, Tim?
Man, I have my last two stories that I have for the day. I know I'll do one before our meditation time. They're actually fishermen stories, so shout out to all you fishermen out there, fisherwoman, tú sabes. There's these two commercial fishermen in Morro Bay, California. One of them basically did something that I would have never believed in a million years, either would you, JP. But there's video evidence, so I'm going to share that to the Facebook page while I speak. One of the guys jumped on a whale's back and saved its life. So Nicholas Taran. Yes, man. Nicholas Taran.
What kind of whale?
What kind of a humpback whale on top of that?
Oh, so the huge ones. Oh, good.
Yes. Great. Exactly, right? So Nicholas and Sam, they were headed back to shore, and they noticed the humpback whale was like tangled up in this rope. So they, you know, went up to it. The whale was just swimming in a counterclockwise circles, and you could tell it was like stressed out about something. So the first thing that comes to their mind was like, hey, maybe we should help. So they called the Coast Guard. Coast Guard wasn't going to be able to respond for hours. So Taran, they basically Taran and Nicholas and Sam, they basically took the matters into their own hand. And once I can't even explain this to you how crazy this is, but basically he decided to jump on his dude's back, on his whale's back, and cut the rope. They caught the whole thing on video, posted it to Instagram, and people were commenting like crazy, like, you guys are heroes. Love saved the days. Oh my goodness, you're so brave. Hats off to you for saving this beautiful creature. And in my head, as dope as it sounds, like, we got to be safer than that, guys. Yo, that whale is huge. Like, there's no way I'm jumping on his back. But that's why that makes him a hero, man. So shout out to I don't know which one jumped on his back. I think it was Sam. So shout out to Sam for jumping on this whale's back. You're a true hero. I don't have that in me. And I know our listeners definitely don't have that in them, because that's some wild stuff, man.
Yeah, I would say that wouldn't be me either. But shout out to Sam. While we're shouting out people, we're at the halfway point, because we always do our six positive news stories. But at the halfway point, we like to do audio meditation, where me and Tim each think about and talk about one thing we're grateful for. We do that because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own life and going on around us. So hopefully this helps. Hopefully you participate as well. Makes your day a little more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for?
Man, I am grateful for social media. My friends on social media. I know that sounds weird saying because we tell people to get off of social media and, you know, encounter people in person more often. But like today, for me to put on that costume and go out there and vote, I was terrified, man. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to wear regular clothes and I'm going to be a 29-year-old adult. And it's as simple as that.
I like how social butterfly you would be scared of that. I would just be like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly. Like, that's what everybody else, like, basically thought how I was going to react to it. I don't care what anybody else thinks, but in all reality, I'm like, yo, I'm 29. I shouldn't be doing this anymore. So I look on social media after I put, you know, I wanted to do this, and everybody told me to do it, and it was nothing but positive words, except for my brother. He's a weenie. No, I'm just kidding. Love you, AJ. I know you're listening. And it was awesome, man. I put it on. I went out there. I don't regret it. It's something I'm going to remember the rest of my life, and I'm definitely going to let Layla know here in a few years that I'm childish and there's nothing you can do about it. So yeah. Shout out to social media.
That's awesome, Tim. I'm thankful for journalism. I know this is going to sound weird, but while we're talking about voting, I always go and vote early. And so one of the things I really enjoy about voting, especially in like major elections, is the state questions, because they're just really good conversation starters. And that's the one thing I wish our society had more conversation about, is just the discussion over the state questions. But the reason I'm thankful for journalism is that, like, on a local level, journalism is just really expensive and it's hard to do well. So whenever I was looking through these state questions, I couldn't find any answers to questions I had. So, like, we're in Oklahoma. We're based out of Oklahoma City. There was one about eyeglasses.
Right.
And Walmart had put $1.6 million into voting yes for, like, this. They're talking about eyeglasses for poor families, how good this is going to be. And the opposition was just like local businesses. They were like, no, and they raised $400,000. And both sides were making these claims that I couldn't find any facts based on. Like, they both sounded great, but I couldn't find any research any journalists had done to, like, connect them together. But on, like, a national level, if you hear anything about immigration or guns or any big topic, you can always find some sort of journalism or research connected to it. That's great journalism. I know we live in America and we have a president that doesn't like the mainstream media. Even this podcast is sort of a diss towards mainstream media, but we're just not really a diss. We're more of a, this is what we wish you all would talk more about, more positivity. Even when our president likes the mainstream media, he just doesn't like the mainstream media that doesn't like him. But good journalism is just so important, because I really didn't know what to do, because I'm looking up facts on these and I was just like, wow, no one has took the hours that it would take to research these state questions. And so I'm just appreciative of every good journalist out there.
Agreed, man. They do the work so we don't have to sometimes, man.
Oh, yeah. So we read about it in an article. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So shout out to journalism.
Man, so that was Senate Bill 793. I kid you not, for about a week straight, I was trying to figure out what I was going to vote on that. I'm asking people with glasses, without glasses, because it didn't affect me really, you know? I have pretty good eyesight to an extent, unless I'm using my cell phone or computer. Shut up, JP.
You really do, Tim. I'm jealous. I mean, I don't want to turn this podcast into about State Question 793, but yeah, like, there was no research on either side to back up either claim, and it was just so frustrating.
Man, agreed.
And that was one of four, and there was no research on basically any of them, except for one. And I was like, yeah, I can't believe we haven't passed this yet. But anyway, back to positivity. I believe it's turn, so we're going to get to something super positive. I have three really quick NBA positive news stories.
Love NBA positive news stories.
I don't know anything about the NFL, but I really do follow the NBA a lot. First one is the Phoenix Suns. There was a young man, a six-year-old in Tucson, Arizona, hottest place on earth. That's a mild joke, because it really is, in my opinion. And there was a six-year-old who invited 32 of his classmates to a pizza party, and none of them could come. So the Phoenix Suns were like, how about we celebrate at our place? And they invited the kid and his family to tickets to the Lakers game. So shout out to the Phoenix Suns being active in the community.
Heck yeah. Okay.
Next one is Bismack Biyombo. He is a center for the Charlotte Hornets. And basically, he's from the Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo. And he started a school there, sort of like LeBron did here.
Really?
It has 500 students. It's his first indoor basketball stadium in the entire country. Tim. And he had a camp that had 25 kids a few years ago. Now it's got over 1,000 kids. He's donating to the school. It's just awesome. So shout out to Bismack Biyombo. And also shout out to De'Aaron Fox. He is a second-year player from the Sacramento Kings. He's donating $100 for every assist he gets during home games for breast cancer research. He's averaging 8 a game, so he's donating about $800 a game to breast cancer research. So shout out to the NBA.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That's something super simple NBA players can do that they definitely can afford, too. So, well, most anyway. So, yeah, man, that's awesome.
Absolutely. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my last one for the day is another fisherman story, like I said. It's from New Zealand. And it's about Gus Hutt, who was at the beach checking his fishing lines, like, early in the morning, like he usually does. And he spotted something in the water floating. And he thought it was just a doll, is what he told the newspaper, the Whakatan Beacon. Hopefully I said that right. And he said his face just, it looked porcelain with short hair. And it was nothing special, but as soon as he realized the doll coming closer to him, he realized that, oh God, that's a real boy and he's alive. So basically, using his fishing rods, he was able to get the boy to shore. The boy's okay. And basically what happened was this kid got away from his family, got into the water. They couldn't find him. They were looking for him on the shore, had no idea the boy went to the water. And if this guy didn't see him, maybe 30 seconds longer, they wouldn't have been able to find the kid. So everything happened like perfectly. It was a freakish miracle is what they're calling it. And it's something super positive out of a super negative situation, man. I thought it was pretty cool.
I'm trying very hard to resist cracking a joke right now.
What joke could you possibly crack right now?
I was going to say every time I look in the mirror, I tell myself I look like a freakish miracle. it was a little more inappropriate than that, but I was just trying so hard. But yeah, shout out to him. Fishing is awesome, by the way.
I'm still laughing. Oh, breathe.
Yeah. My bad, listeners.
No, you're good, man. We need more of those jokes, JP. Yeah,
my coworkers would disagree. But everyone loves vegetables. I remember last Friday, I did a positive news story about a young man in Canada that donated like 10,000 kilograms or 22,000 pounds for every American of vegetables. And I got another one. Her name is Donna. She's from Grand Forks in North Dakota. She's 67 years old. And she was like, I want to donate to basically Salvation Army. She's a vegetable farmer. She was like, I need to set a high goal. I'm going to set a high goal of 1,000 pounds of vegetables. The vegetables included all of the good stuff because cooked vegetables are the best. And she didn't get 1,000. She got 3,100 because she started donating just daily. And over the next 8 weeks, she told her friends about it. They started donating. They're all farmers. And I just think it's absolutely awesome. Just her wanting to do something positive, influencing more positive actions from other people. And there are people that are hungry that need vegetables instead of just junk food.
To be positive and influence positive is just as positive as it gets, man.
Well said, Tim. Well said.
That's all we got today, sir.
You have a quote?
I do, man, by Roy T. Bennett. Don't be pushed around by the fears in your mind. Be led by the dreams in your heart.
Boom. We'll be back Friday with more positivity. Make sure to like, share, subscribe. We have a 5-star review. I forgot to say that at the beginning because I was hearing it talking. You know, Tim had that little flash story that was awesome. But we'll be back soon. We're out.
Stay positive.